post. End of song. Thank you. I'd like to dedicate this one to all the women in South Africa. Of course, the women in South Africa who really played quite a lot of important role. Yeah, and especially for me, my grandmother, who also played that role, you know, as a young activist at the time when I was, and used to be quite involved in a lot of political activities. And I became a victim of the police, you know, with some of my comrades, as a routine, they would sort of line us up every June, because we should not take part in organizing the commemoration of June 16. We'll recall that in June 16, 1976, the students of South Africa boycotted the language of Afrikaans as the medium of oppression. They wanted to speak to the government and police answered with bullets. From that time, that's when my political education started and I started to be involved. So yeah, I did a lot, and we were sort of in trouble all the time with some of my comrades. And I used to run away from home when I heard that some of them were arrested or so. And one time my grandmother said, no, this is too much. You know, you can't keep on running away from your home. This is your place, stay here. So the police came, I was around, and my grandmother switched off all the lights in the house. You know, they surrounded the house, the police. And she switched off all the lights in the house, and she said to them, Vusi is here. You are not going to take him this time. Never. I've got a bowl full of boiling water. The first one who comes in here gets it. And they left.